Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Shireen Siddiqui.
When I was a kid, I was a huge basketball fan. I grew up in the 80s in Southern California when the Lakers were an amazing team. They won multiple championships in that decade. We had Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But the main reason why I became a basketball fan, or specifically a Lakers fan, was because my dad loved basketball. And my dad wasn't the kind of dad who had a lot of time to play with us. He worked really hard, and he would come home in the evenings, and that's what he liked to do, is sit on the couch and watch basketball games. And so I used to watch with him, and I have really fond memories of snuggling up under a blanket on the couch next to him and watching the games. And many, many years later, I found myself far, far away from Southern California, living in South Florida, still a basketball fan, but really disillusioned with my team. I really did not like Kobe Bryant. And so I met a friend in my PhD program who was also a basketball fan. She actually played basketball in college, and she had the same exact problem that I had, that she used to be a Lakers fan, but she really didn't like Kobe Bryant. And we had many conversations about it, and one day we were just like, you know what? We live in Florida now. Let's become Heat fans. And so we decided to become Miami Heat fans. And it just so happened that that was the time that Shaquille O'Neal was being traded from the LA Lakers to the Miami Heat. So we figured, you know, this is probably a good time to get some tickets and see some games and become a Heat fan. So we bought some tickets for two different games at the beginning of the 2004-2005 season. And we went down for the first game to the American Airlines Arena in Miami, and it was really exciting. We had a great time, and we were really excited to go to the second game. But as it turned out, my friend was buying a house, and her closing date happened to fall on the day that we had tickets for the game. And so, of course, I was really disappointed, and I wasn't going to go to the game at all. I didn't really know too many people in Florida at the time, and I didn't know anybody who liked basketball. I wasn't going to go, and then my friend just, you know, she was like, why don't you just ask your boyfriend to go with you? And that had not even occurred to me, because my boyfriend didn't like basketball. He wasn't a team sports kind of guy, which was actually one of the things I liked about him. But I figured, all right, you know, it's better than wasting the tickets. So I asked him if he wanted to go, and he said, sure. So we drove down to Miami, and we went to the game, and our tickets, my friend and I were college students on a budget, so we had bought our tickets way, way, way up in the nosebleeds. So we were sitting in our seats way, way up high, you know, so high where you really can't see the players. They kind of look like mice scurrying around on the court, and you actually spend most of your time watching the big Jumbotron TV screen thing. That's how high up we were. But we were sitting there, and I was explaining to my boyfriend, who I should say is now my husband, I was explaining to him about the rules, and he was asking me questions, and we were having a great time. And then halftime came, and we were sitting there watching the halftime show, and I noticed right away when this woman walked into our section, because she looked completely out of place at a basketball game. She was wearing high heels and a fancy shirt and a lot of makeup. Her hair was done. She just looked like she was going to a club, not a basketball game. She's very pretty. She was probably in her 20s. And so I noticed her right away. Well, then she made eye contact with me and came right over to us and held out her hand. And she had these tickets in her hand. And she said, do you want these tickets? And at first I was confused, because obviously we had tickets. But then I looked closer, and I could tell that these were not like our tickets. These were like golden tickets. And of course, she quickly explained that these were tickets for the floor. She was sitting in the section down by the bench, behind the Heat bench, and she'd been given these tickets by the owner of the opposing team, which I honestly can't remember at this time. I want to say it was the Minnesota Timberwolves, but I'm not sure. But anyway, she'd been given these tickets by the owner of the other team, and they were going to waste. She hadn't used them, and she felt like this basically was her charity for the day. She decided at halftime to go up into the nosebleeds and find some poor couple to give these tickets to. So of course we jumped at the chance. I was so excited. And so we followed her down to the elevator, and you know, you have to show your tickets to the usher, especially when you get down to that level. And we took our seats, and we were right behind the Heat bench. We were so close that I could have rumpled up a piece of paper and thrown it and hit Shaquille O'Neal in the head. That's how close to the floor that we were. It's amazing watching a basketball game from that close up. It was so exciting. We had such a great time. And I can't say that my boyfriend became a basketball fan after that, but he did enjoy it, and he actually got me tickets for that same section as a gift, I think, for Christmas that year. So we did get to go back and sit in those seats again. Now, I think today those seats are probably really, really expensive, but at the time they were still kind of affordable. And of course, my friend, I called her on our way home from the game to tell her what had happened, and she wasn't too happy that she missed that opportunity to sit as close as we did.
Shireen Siddiqui with a story even a non-basketball fan would love.
Yes, this is the kind of story anybody can relate to, even if you love Kobe Bryant. To be sitting minding your own business and having somebody, not just anybody, but somebody dressed like an angel at a basketball game. I love the description of how she's dressed. She's looking like she's going to a club. And then she just alights next to Shireen and her boyfriend and offers these tickets. It's sort of like the kind of thing that only happens in movies, but you would never believe it if it happened in a movie.
Now, I'm not a big basketball fan, but I've been to a few Heat games at the arena, and I've sat in those seats, and it's like a different world. You need binoculars to see down to the courtside, and if you were sitting 10 feet behind the basketball players, that would be a whole different experience.
And Shireen really made that clear with the way she told the story. She said, not like our tickets. And she said, these were golden tickets. The whole point of the story is where these tickets were. And so she used her voice and she used her words. And when we hear the word golden,
it reminds me of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so exciting, those words and that tone of voice. We know right away that this is a special thing that she's never going to forget.
I think it's funny how Shireen described the act as charity in a basketball game just because you're given better tickets.
And yet, I get it. This is really a story about fandom. I wouldn't particularly care where I sat at a basketball game. I might not even be at a basketball game. Should I confess that on radio? But if I were at another kind of a show, maybe a concert or maybe a play, it would mean every bit as much to me. It's about how much you care about the event, obviously has so much to do with what these tickets are worth. And as I say, each of us has something. A huge part of effective storytelling is this function of identification, that we can relate to what she's saying, that we can put ourselves in her shoes. And so the idea that it's basketball is irrelevant. The point is, we can all relate to something.
It also brings to mind how the Heat was established in South Florida. Because Shaquille O'Neal came to town, they had never won a championship.
I love the kind of story in which the place is a character. In this case, the place, she didn't have to mention American Airlines Arena, but the place where this happened, we're all there. We all know it. We all, even if we've never been inside it, we know what she's talking about. This is a Miami story. par excellence.
Karen, we are looking for more South Florida stories. How can our listeners contact you if they'd like to share?
Send me an email, cneile, C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here at WLRN 305-995-2264. Our website also has information as well as archived stories, thepublicstoryteller.org. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.